now present The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, the story of Gary Bennett, playwright who suddenly and unexpectedly finds himself the guardian of lovely Evelyn Winters. The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters is brought to you by Sweetheart Soap, the soap that agrees with your skin. And ladies, you've heard Sweetheart Soap's sensational guarantee of greater loveliness for your complexion. So use pure, gentle Sweetheart for daily beauty baths as well. See for yourself how quickly and easily Sweetheart gives you that abundance of lather you want from soap. Your entire family will love it. And here's our guarantee to you. Either you agree that Sweetheart Soap gives you the most refreshing baths you've ever enjoyed, or mail us the wrapper with your reasons. You'll get your money back plus postage. Get Sweetheart Soap today on this amazing guarantee. Now, The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. The morning after Gary Bennett told Evelyn Winters that he loved her, he sent her 20 white roses and a message in which he told her again of his love and asked her to set the day for their wedding. But beautiful, ruthless Janice King took that message, copied Gary's handwriting, and substituted words of her own. Now that crumpled note lies in the top drawer of Evelyn's dressing table. She and Walter Barnes are at lunch in the Skytop room overlooking New York. But the words of that crumpled note burn through Evelyn's mind.
Evelyn, as you know, you're the inspiration for the part of Abigail. I couldn't resist finding out how you and Abigail would react to being kissed. Forgive and forget a moment of madness. Gary.
Evelyn.
Yes, Walter?
Darling, you're not thinking of it again.
I'm afraid I was.
What can I say to you?
Well, I think you've been doing very well. You've given me a great many good reasons.
Have you heard any of them?
Well,
you don't need to answer. You're acting exactly as you should for a girl who's wearing a new diamond.
Am I?
Of course, in a complete daze, way up in the clouds. Let's look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't take it off. I'll hold it just as it is, what? On your hand.
Don't you care about waiters?
Not one bit. All I care about is you. Now, Evelyn, darling, do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful, Walter.
Both hands.
Oh, everything's been happening so fast.
In a way. But I've been telling you for months that I love you. I have such an overpowering amount of confidence in our future. I wish I could transmit some of it to you.
You do.
But I mean right now, darling. Don't look so bewildered, so hurt.
Oh, I don't mean to. Forgive me, please. Oh, Walter, you've been so wonderful to me. And I know you'll always be that way. I feel I owe you a debt I can't repay.
Your ice cream is melting. And she smiled and the sun came out. After we're through, we'll make another visit to the ticket office and see what we can do about reservations to California. Plane or train?
I don't know.
Train. Wonderful trip at this time of year. Or at any time of year. With you.
Train.
Want to go up to Lake Blue Gem first?
No, not this time.
All right. Oh, just thought of something.
Yes?
Making reservations means setting a date first. Let's make it very soon. Today is the 3rd.
Walter... Do you realize what we have to do before we can set any date?
No.
We have to talk to Gary.
I don't know why.
Because he's my guardian.
Oh, I've forgotten that part of it. It's more than telling him we're to be married.
Yes, it is.
Do you remember the exact wording of your father's request?
Well, it gives Gary the right to approve or reject any suitor for my hand, and to protect as far as possible my future happiness. Oh, I never understood why Dad should make such a medieval request. But he did, and there it is.
Mm. Well.
Yes, well.
What if I go over to see Gary now?
Alone?
I think so. Did you want to go?
No, I don't want to talk to him at all, Walter.
I can't say I look forward to it myself, but, well, we'll manage it somehow. You know, dear, I've dealt with a great many authors and artists out on the coast. I start with a premise that they're made of a different fiber. Once before, we summed up that Gary's work seems to come first in his life. This whole incident proves it. Yes?
Well, you're very generous to find an excuse for it, but will you have to talk about that?
No, I don't think so, Evelyn. At least directly. I'd prefer to avoid it. I'll put you in a cab and send you home. Have a good visit with Mother. Don't you find her a calming influence?
Oh, I love her. It'll seem wonderful to have a mother again.
And a home on a Hollywood hillside with a red tile roof and a blue sky. You put your hand out the window and pick grapefruit for breakfast. Oh, you'll love everything about it. Finished?
Yes, Walter.
What are you going to say to me before I talk with your guardian? I'm sure the medieval ladies sent their knights off to battle with some form of good luck charm.
I could say so many things.
Are you being medievally modest?
Yes.
And I'll wait. I love you, darling. My good luck has come about in a strange way. But you'll never regret it. I promise you.
And as Walter approaches Gary's Broadway office, Gary looks from the clock to his manager, Charlie Gleason.
What's the matter, Gary?
Did Beanie try to reach Evelyn again?
Yeah, she hadn't come in yet. Why don't I get down to some work?
Today? No, sir. Today is my day. Is that the door?
Yeah. Just a minute.
Not Evelyn?
No.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Barnes.
Gary in?
He is.
I'd like to see him.
Something special?
Yes, very.
Wouldn't want to be specific.
No.
Sit down. I'll tell him you're here. Walter Barnes wants to see you.
Charlie, must I talk with him today?
He sort of gave that impression. After all, Gary, you can afford to give him a few minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, Gary.
Sit down.
Thanks.
Well?
This is a difficult sort of meeting, but I understand it's necessary. Gary, I've asked Evelyn to marry me.
Well, that was some time ago.
Yes, but I asked her today.
Well, why talk to me about that?
If Evelyn had said no, I wouldn't be here talking to you.
If Evelyn had said no, what do you mean?
I don't know what's so confusing. Evelyn and I are going to be married.
That's impossible.
Not at all. We've chosen our engagement ring. She's wearing it right now.
She can't be.
Why do you say that?
I don't believe it.
What point would I have in telling you if it isn't so?
Where's Evelyn now?
She's on her way home from the Skytop room.
I'll believe it all when I hear it from her, which I won't.
Why don't you believe me, Gary?
Okay, you ask for it. From the day I met you, I've discounted about half of everything you claim. On this, I'd say 100%. Evelyn isn't going to marry you. She isn't in love with you.
Is that for you to say?
Well, you must be crazy, Barnes. You know, you have a lot of good qualities. In some ways, I think you're quite all right, but at the moment, you're mad as a hatter. All I can do is tell you the truth and touch it up with a dash of levity. Look, chum, Miss Winters has been spoken for. I'm in love with her myself.
Yes. I believe that's what you told her last evening.
You seem well informed.
I ought to be. I heard it from Evelyn. And as long as you bring it up, I think it was a rotten form of trick to play on a girl. You know she's on the verge of marrying me, but you wait till you're sure, and then you feel it's safe to make love to her.
That's just about enough. There's only one thing more I have to say to you, and that's get out.
I realized any meeting between us would be a difficult one. Nevertheless, I understand I must have your consent to our marriage.
Even if you had a reason for asking, my answer would be the same one I gave you the first time you told me you had aspirations in that direction. The answer was no. Well, it hasn't changed. It's still no.
I won't take that for an answer. You'll have to give me some reason why you oppose our marriage.
That won't be necessary. Miss Bean?
She's out to lunch now, Gary. What can I do for you?
Call Evelyn, Charlie, and keep calling till she comes in.
Yep, right away.
I presume you'd like a financial statement from me.
I told you that won't be necessary, Barnes.
You're a hard guy to convince, Gary.
Maybe I have reason to be.
Do you think Evelyn is going to sit around for the rest of her days content with idolizing you?
Are you just a poor loser, or are you crazy?
Okay, Gary, here you are.
Hello?
Evelyn? Evelyn?
Yes?
Darling, this is Gary.
Well?
Oh, Evelyn, what's the matter?
Well, nothing except that I'm in rather a hurry.
Oh, really? Why? Or shouldn't I ask?
The jeweler where I got my beautiful pin just called
me. Pin? Not that one we admired so much, that little jeweled sword, the copy of the victory sword which the British people presented to General Eisenhower?
That's right.
Oh, I might have known you'd get it. That's our pin, Evelyn. We saw it together, and
I'm trying to tell you why I'm in such a hurry.
Sorry.
The jeweler just called me to say he had another one, and I'm getting it for Ginny. I thought it might bring her luck. So, you see, I really haven't time.
Wait a minute, Evelyn. You know you have time if you want to take the time. What's this all about, darling? What's wrong? Incidentally, Walter's here at the office.
I know he is. We just had lunch together.
Yes, but you can't know why he's here.
To get your consent to our marriage. I hope there won't be any trouble about it. I think that's the least you can do for me. Is there anything else you want to say to me?
Not over the phone, no. I'll be over there in 10 minutes.
No, I don't want to talk to you today.
I said I'd be over there in 10 minutes.
In Connecticut, beautiful Janice King, who is responsible for the disaster facing Evelyn and Gary, looks up at an overcast sky and wonders if this has been the perfect crime. Will it separate Gary and his lovely young ward beyond all hope of reconciliation? Friends, if you've already accepted Sweetheart Soap's sensational guarantee of greater loveliness for your complexion, you know the results that can be achieved. So surely you'll want to join the millions who use Sweetheart Soap for daily beauty baths as well. Discover in the luxurious lather of Sweetheart Soap the reasons why over 6 million people have changed to this fragrant oval cake in just 3 years alone. It's a favorite with the entire family. In addition, Sweetheart Soap gives you an extra beauty effect that's been prized by lovely women down through the ages. These lovely ladies prize soft water for their beauty care. One reason being, soft water helps soap to lather more abundantly, as you may know. Sweetheart Soap actually gives this wonderful effect of soft water, even with ordinary water in your own home. Everyone in your family will love Sweetheart Soap. It makes such an abundance of fine lather, caressingly soft and gentle. And Sweetheart is the soap that agrees with your skin. Try it on this guarantee. Either you decide that Sweetheart Soap gives you the most refreshing baths you've ever enjoyed, or mail in the wrapper with your reasons and get back every penny you paid plus postage. For luxurious baths, for wonderful shampoos, and for your own daily beauty care, get Sweetheart Soap on this amazing guarantee. Ladies, your reward for saving used kitchen fats is virtually double. Instead of getting 2 ration points for a pound of used fat, you now get 4 ration points and the 4 cents in cash. And remember, the manufacturer of things you want to buy, nylon stockings, soap, electric refrigerators, your new radio, tires for the car, draperies, processed fabrics, all depend upon a greater supply of fats. And that supply is desperately short. So you see, you're really speeding the things you want to buy to your home when you save used kitchen fat. Save as never before. Crushed by the message she believes was written by her guardian, hardly knowing what she's doing, Evelyn turns to the ready refuge of Walter's love. In 10 minutes, Gary will be at her home. What will that meeting mean? Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next chapter of The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. Till then, this is Larry Elliott saying goodbye for Sweetheart Soap, the soap that agrees with your skin. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.